SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Afghanistan and Pakistan say they will respect a ceasefire mediated by Qatar and Turkey. Here's correspondent Julie Walker with more.
Afghanistan and Pakistan, embroiled in fighting that has killed dozens of people and injured hundreds, pledged on Sunday to respect a ceasefire. The truce, mediated by Qatar and Turkey, came into effect immediately and is intended to pause hostilities. Violence has escalated between the neighbors since earlier this month, with each country saying they were responding to aggression from the other. Both countries signed a bilateral agreement, and a mechanism is being established in the future under the mediation of intermediary countries to review bilateral claims and ensure the effective implementation of the agreement. I'm Julie Walker.
There's another batch of goods that are now being affected by import taxes. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has more.
New tariffs on imported kitchen cabinets, bathroom vanities, and upholstered furniture are now in effect. The Trump administration says the aim is to boost domestic production and to protect American companies. These latest tariffs are prompting concerns among some small business owners who worry that higher-priced cabinets will lead potential customers to delay renovations. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Soccer's high-profile tournament in North America next year is already a hot ticket.
FIFA has announced that over 1 million tickets have been sold for next year's World Cup. The tournament will be hosted by the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. The highest demand for tickets comes from those three countries. FIFA reports that fans from 212 countries and territories have purchased tickets, even though only 28 of the 48 spots have been filled. The tournament runs from June 11 through July 19. The first round of ticket sales was a lottery with 4.5 million applicants.
This is SRN News. Americans are turning against higher education.
Christians have been critical of the nation's colleges and universities for decades over their radical leftism and pagan ideologies. Polls show a lot of Christian young people drift from their faith at college. But a new poll from the Pew Research Center reveals that 70% of all Americans now feel that higher education is going in the wrong direction. Strong majorities say college costs too much and does not prepare young people to get a good job. Michael Harrington reporting.
A small congregation in a remote Alaska town now has a church building thanks to help from Samaritan's Purse. Hundreds of volunteers from the Giant Christian Relief Agency helped construct the Lake Clark Bible Church in Port Allsworth over the summer. It was dedicated this month with a visit by Franklin Graham, who heads Samaritan's Purse, and the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. This is SRN News. The Australian government has begun a public education campaign with tips on how to wean children off of social media.
It's all ahead of a world-first national 16-year age limit taking effect. Australian e-safety commissioner Julie Inman-Grant says information on her agency's website explained the new laws. It also offered checklists and conversation starters about ways to make the transition. Facebook, YouTube, and other platforms could be fined millions starting in December if they don't take steps to prevent young Australians from holding accounts. Australia's age restriction is being watched closely. Keith Peters, Washington.
A new study from the Pew Research Center suggests divorced Americans won't stay single for long. The research, titled Eight Facts About Divorce in the U.S., says two-thirds of divorced Americans marry again. Pew found that men and women are remarrying at similar rates, but divorced men are slightly more likely to remarry than women. More details at SRNNews.com.